Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. We like to begin our Wednesdays with a little bit of a lighter note. I'm joined each Wednesday at the top of the show at 2 p.m. by my colleague Greg Gunderson, coming from us from WCQE in Park Falls for a little segment we like to call Your Neck of the Woods. And Gray, we always have to do something that is completely unrelated to politics because we all deserve a little break. And you shared with me an absolutely hilarious story about a couple of high school basketball teams that then expanded to a lot of seniors, a bit of a rivalry between Spooner and Hayward. Tell us more about how they got into a game of chicken, if you will.
Ooh, I like it. I like it a lot. I appreciate that. I saw this actually cross my desk this morning and I thought, oh yeah, Maggie, this is the kind of break that we need on a Wednesday. Anybody familiar with Hayward or Spooner? And that's a short list because Hayward and Spooner are generally small towns outside of the Berkey, like we've been discussing these last couple weeks. There's a major highway that connects the two and there's bridges that cross that highway. And if you are driving from Hayward to Spooner and you go under that bridge, you'll see the words Spooner sucks. Now, if you're going from Spooner to Hayward on the same road, on the same bridge, matter of fact, just the other side, it said Hayward blows. So same bridge, opposite sides. This bridge is the basis of the rivalry, or the basis of the expression of the rivalry. They had a basketball game, these two boys' high school basketball teams, Hayward and Spooner, did in January. And in the I've lost my note on the actual result of the game because the game's not the point. Spooner lost to Hayward 91-68, but of course Spooner
bit of a blowout.
Wasn't done. Yeah, they can't let that be the end of it. So what did they do? They went to the home team's McDonald's and decided, we're going to throw down as many chicken McNuggets as we possibly can as a challenge to the people who just beat us. Like, we want a rematch same day. That's not the American spirit.
Not on the pine.
Right? No.
But in the local Mickey D's, eating some heavily processed, suspicious looking, artificially formed little nuggets of chicken. Yes, indeed.
Meet me in the template building tile. Like, meet me on the grout. Yeah, basically. But 1,400 chicken McNuggets, Maggie. The first episode of this battle was 1,400 chicken nuggets on February.
How many young 8th. Men? Does it say how many young men?
So we've got a couple seniors who are credited as leading it, but all it says is that Spooner players and students. So we know it wasn't just the basketball team, but it's only as many players traveled. And these are small towns with populations right. In the school around 100 people. So you got to imagine between the players that are about 10 people per team. Seriously, they usually have about a full bench and that's it. And then probably 20 or 30 students is all that I would probably
guess.
Maybe,
right?
Even that math is scaring me. So I'm going to nudge my guesses upward because that's just a frightening amount, but it wasn't over there. 75 to 80 students retaliated. There was flow the other direction. The final count for Hayward Nuggets, 3,200. Double Spooner's count plus.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, now, see, I actually think the relevant statistic here, and I'm going to throw it right back to Spooner and Hayward, because if Spooner only had thereabouts like 30 folks, they're averaging 50 nuggets a person. Hayward, if they got 80 folks throwing down the nugs, they're only averaging around 40 nugs per person. So I guess it depends on the metric, Gray, you know, data-driven performance assessments.
Are we talking totals? Are we talking about total
averages,
per year?
Right. Like
there's a lot of ways to split hairs. I think it depends how we want to spin it. Are we pro Hayward or pro Spooner? We get to decide right now. This is behind the scenes of the media. This is when we decide who we talk about like this.
I have to say this. I am agnostic as to Spooner and Hayward. I don't want to get sucked into a Northwoods rivalry. Though I do think the per person nugget statistic is relevant to declaring a winner for sure. Wanted to share with you, Gray, and with each and every one of you folks listening. I come to you from 540 WAUK across southeastern Wisconsin. If you got a stupid high school trick story you want to share, 855-752-4842. I had a little bit of a stupid high school trick story. I ran cross country to get into shape for basketball. And one of the guys on our cross country team used to take us on fun runs which were kind of like choose your own adventure runs. We're not trying to actually set any pace. It was usually on a Friday afternoon where you got meets coming up or something like that because you need an easy run. And we used to end up running through some golf courses. One of them might have been a private golf course. Listen, what Rodney Dangerfield does not want to see at his on his green with the pin in is a bunch of high school cross-country athletes. And before you call up and get angry, folks, we never ran across the greens. We respected the greens.
You guys were part of the background.
That's right. There was some tomfoolery going on. But by far the stupidest thing we ever did when I was running cross country for Rufus King back in the day is that one of our buddies on the team had a Ford Festiva, okay, as distinguishable from the Ford Fiesta, which was actually a nicer car. A Ford Festiva, it was tiny. We squeezed 15 of us into a Ford Festiva. It was a full clown car of cross country runners. Thank God most of them were like very, very, very thin sort of lithe cross country types.
Yeah.
We were able sandwich in there. Oh yeah, for sure. We just got a little bit of time left, Gray. Any stupid human tricks from high school you want to share here on live radio, my friend?
I'm afraid this nugget story had a little bit more direct relevance to me. There was a happening when I was in high school. For some reason, there was the ill-begotten choice made by the wonderful food service staff. My entire school career, great food the whole time in the different schools I was at. But one year they made this choice to try fish nuggets. And most people know when they hear the phrase fish nuggets exactly how that's going to go. But there was a bit of a refusal to accept feedback. You know, students shouldn't protest in the lunchroom. It's not a usually very effective way when you're in sixth grade. But a lot of students decided they'd pile their fish nuggets onto one particular student's tray and that he would then carry them all to the garbage.
He would literally bear the burden for everyone that was the conscientious objector to the fish nugget.
So picture not a pile of fish, but a pile of very poorly treated fish in nugget form paraded to the garbage can and several detentions handed out as a result. I didn't think that that kind of thing would result, and I didn't get a detention. I wasn't actually involved, but I also didn't have to eat fish nuggets that day. So it
love
out
it. Thanks so much to Greg Gunderson. Folks, if you're on the line, you want to share a quick story, we'll take you as soon as we're done with these brief messages. I got Jeremy Janae coming up next for a little bit of Milwaukee as microcosm for Wisconsin. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.